You can't win in life if you're losing in your mind. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Ed Milet and Rachel Hollis talk about developing the strength you need to win at life. Enjoy.
Personal development, for the most part, has been dedicated to hardcore business people. People really trying to achieve building a big company or building the ultimate body or real wealth accumulation, which it should be.
Yeah.
But there's this whole other segment of the world that I've discovered since I've been in this space, particularly when it comes to women. I think people in general feel invisible in the world today. And I think that's true for men. But the more I don't know why that gets me emotional. The more I've been speaking to large crowds, I see these precious souls, these ladies that I see. And so many of them feel invisible in the world because maybe they're not trying to build a $400 million company. Or maybe they don't look exactly like the world tells you you should look. And they're not told enough that you're perfect as you are, that you're beautiful, that you're perfect for this moment. Doesn't mean you don't want to change to step into the next moment. You know that you can, by the way, be beautiful and perfect as you are right now and not be the person that you need to be in the next moment.
Yes.
But for now, you need to accept how beautiful and perfect you are now.
But I remember sitting in the audience thinking, what does this look like for women? What does this look like for a stay-at-home mom? What does this look like for someone who isn't an entrepreneur? Because they need this message. They need to know that they are called for something better. They need to know that they are in control of the way they think. They need to know that they're in control of their lives.
I think a lot of you think, well, this mess I've created in my life sort of disqualifies me from helping other people.
Oh,
in fact, it's probably what qualifies you the most to help other people.
Yeah.
The fact that you're broke right now is what will qualify you to teach people how to not be that way someday. Broken or broke financially.
Oftentimes, when something, when someone goes through something hard, they have this perception that it made them weak. And man, it made you a warrior. Like you, yes, you have these scars. You have these scars, like these battle wounds, but don't miss the point. Don't miss the message. Don't miss who you might be just because the getting of these scars was hard. Feel like when something, when you walk through trauma or when you have a hard childhood or when you, it's one of two paths.
It is.
You know, you're either going to be a victim and this is going to define you, or this is going to be the leverage that you need to get to the place that you're going. Someone said, might have been you, sometimes it's more powerful to have an anti-hero than to have a hero.
I believe that, by the way.
And so for me, it was, I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that person. And I knew that the only way out was by, you know, by my, like, I'm going to make it happen. So I think that understanding of life is happening for you. Sometimes it's startling to people because they're like, wait, you know, your brother's death was for you. Your brother had, was mentally ill for, like, all the, but I believe it's possible to find meaning in what happened.
That's right.
I am the woman I am because of what I walk through. And I love my parents so much. I think they did the best they could with what they have. But if it wasn't for how much they struggled to parent us, I wouldn't be the woman I am.
Because it's not the events of our life that define us, it's our meaning. And when you attach the meaning, just so y'all know this, I've been reading a lot about this lately myself, it's because we all know it's the meaning we attach to the event, but that meaning creates an emotion, and it literally, that emotion changes your blood chemistry. And so it's so powerful to define the event correctly so that it serves you. Just ask yourself, is the meaning you took from this serving you? Or do you need to find a new meaning that serves you better, that gives you a better emotion? Because it's literally going to change your blood chemistry in your body and your brain. That's how important this stuff is. So
the big realization was, it all comes down to, I want love. I want approval. I want notice. I want all of these things. And I was drowning. This is where the anxiety came from. I had this desire in my heart to be an entrepreneur and build something big and write books and do these things. And our family, our extended family on both sides, wanted me to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm. And they really, really struggled and were very vocal about the fact that I wasn't, because that's what their lives look like.
Yep.
And so for me, I was just drowning in that feeling of, I think I'm called to do more, so I will pursue this version of more, but I'll do it kind of in secret.
Incognito,
like,
almost.
I'll work really hard, but I won't ever talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was being pulled in too many directions. And when I finally, I had this realization, like, oh, I'm going to choose to be so full of love, to love everybody else so well that I don't seek it out in other people.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
I'm gonna love you so hard, everybody, even the people that disapprove of me.
Very good.
That I don't need your love because I've got enough for both of us.
Very. People win with their heart, not their head.
Yeah.
You're gonna be happy in life with your heart. And the more your head begins to take over and convince you of your deficiencies, what your setbacks are, what you're not good at, what your liabilities, what people will think.
Yeah.
The more your head takes over your life, even though you gotta be smart and execute and all that, the more your head takes over, it kills your heart. And when your heart stops beating, you're dead.
Yeah.
And so you could be living, but you're really dead. And
yeah.
so what you're really saying is, get quiet, listen to your heart,
yeah.
and don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I love it, so.
Who were you before you belonged to them? Who were you before you were their mom? Who were you before you were his partner? Who were you? What did you love? And one of the things, this is true for men and women, is that I believe most of us, regardless of our childhood, most of us had something in our childhood that we were passionate about, that made us excited, that we loved. It gave us something to look forward to. And then somewhere along the way, we got it in our heads that if we couldn't attach monetary value to it, that it had no value. Just because you can't make money at it doesn't mean it doesn't have value.
Wow.
Your passions, your dreams, your goals are valuable because they matter to you. And it doesn't matter if they make sense to anybody else. It doesn't matter if your husband doesn't get it, or your mom doesn't get it, or your friends think it weird. It's what lights your heart on fire. You are a being. Like, you are a soul that deserves to have... To have a spark, to have something, to have time for yourself, to have self-care, to go to dinner with your friends, to read a book. Just, we lose this, like, we devote ourselves to other people and we lose the idea that we are a person whose feelings matter. So, who were you?
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.